Shifting gear slightly, we're returning to the issue of how you construct a well-rounded team and therefore a wider network. One of the ways you can approach this is not through intersectional identity audits, but simply understanding what skills everyone has to bring to the table. A sports team, for example, doesn't need 12 goalkeepers. Why in particular is skill sharing so good for networks? Well, here are our top reasons. 1. Shared knowledge is more comprehensive. Like any peer-reviewed article or the collective intelligence of Wikipedia, a network of skills and experience gets better the larger and more secure your network connections. Don't let things sit in the minds of small committees or best practice documents. Constantly building the touch points of your network, in this case people, is the key to deeper and broader knowledge. 2. Shared knowledge lasts longer. Sharing skills and knowledge outside of our own head is one of the things that defines us as a species. That ability to teach beyond first-hand experience means we can learn anything at any time, and that those skills don't leave a culture with an individual. By regularly sharing your unique skills and viewpoints, you make it less of a risk that those skills leave with you as you maybe move on to other work. Make your networks sustainable by putting your cards on the table. 3. Agile teams make light work. By sharing specialist tasks between networks, you can make lighter work of bigger strategies. For example, let's say you have a data specialist among your committee in one network and a writer among your committee in another network. By having a co-working session, you can find effective ways to better communicate how you're measuring impacts across both networks. The idea is to stop struggling through the parts you find difficult and get to know each other's strengths as you would in any other department of your organisation. 4. Strengthen unity. Getting people in your network on the same page is important, not only for better achieving your strategy, but also to feel united in how you're going to approach it. There are many reasons why people join employee networks, but that feeling of belonging and being supported in your career advancement is certainly one of them. This is a good practical way to show that you take that seriously and you're not just a social group.